This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, politics, and potential hockey for the entire region. More about that in just a moment. First, let's talk about the latest edition of the Compass Report, Michael, that you and the good folks at CityWire put together. It shows the Northwest Arkansas economy doing okay.
Yeah, no surprise. Northwest Arkansas continues to rock along. If there was a surprise, it's that the first quarter of this year wasn't quite as strong as the first quarter of 2013, but still doing well. And what we're seeing in Northwest Arkansas, obviously, are continued growth in most employment sectors and the building activity. You know, the housing market, construction market, still doing well. And you know, here's an interesting thing on the data comparing to Central Arkansas, which still is lagging. Central Arkansas is kind of the weak sister, so to speak, and among Arkansas's three largest metro areas. And the report, this first quarter report, even had Fort Smith doing very well. Fort Smith's growth comes from some gains in employment, not, of course, where we should be, but the employment sector is doing a little bit better, and we're still in it. The housing market is doing well in the Fort Smith area also. But here's an interesting point. If you look at the real estate data, if you're comparing Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas, building permits in the third quarter for Northwest Arkansas were roughly 87% of the total for Central Arkansas, but the value of those permits was 151% of that for Central Arkansas. So it shows you that there's almost as much construction going on in Central Northwest Arkansas as there is Central Arkansas, and the value is greater. That was just kind of a staggering statistic for me.
Well, and the building permits for the first quarter of 2014 for the Fort Smith greater region up over the first quarter of 2013.
Yes. I
mean, significantly.
So the two, you know, the Compass report we measure. We use four leading indicators and four current indicators to measure the health of the quarter compared to the previous quarter in the previous year. And among the three that we measure, Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas are doing well. And you know, the Fort Smith metro area is really only, this is, you might say, this is just the second consecutive quarter that we've had a decent report, so it'll be interesting to see if that Fort Smith region continues to build.
You had a report on thecitywire.com this week about the ArcBest Corporation's planned addition of nearly 1,000 new jobs, and what that could actually mean is more jobs than that.
Right. You know, and we all know that, you know, when a company adds a job, especially a corporate job, that it's going to benefit someone, especially if they're bringing, as our analysis, let me back up a little bit, we ask Economic Advancement, Institute for Economic Advancement at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock to conduct a study. Now, it's not an exhaustive study. It's a modeling study that a lot of organizations and governments use to estimate the impact of job gains or job losses. So, but they ran the study for us, and it shows that of those 975 jobs, it'll result in a total of almost 1,900 in the Fort Smith area, and also creating several outside the state. So, and again, I think we all realize this happens when you bring in these good corporate jobs. You know, those folks are gonna eat out more often. You know, go to the cleaners, buy a car, those kind of things. So all of that trickle down economy, and I know the anti-Reagan folks out there are cringing right now, but all of that trickle down helps. And so we also see, from that, a labor income value gain of $103 million and a total economic activity output of $248 million. So, you know, if ArcBest really follows through on these 975 jobs and gets them in place by 2021, the impact, we just wanted to see what the impact was beyond that direct job count.
I hesitate to even bring this up. I'll be as cautious as possible. But for almost the tenure of our conversation, since you and I have been doing this on Fridays on Ozarks at Large, the majority of the economic news for the Fort Smith region has been tepid or worse. It seems as though the last few conversations we've had, there have been more than the usual amounts of reasons to be optimistic.
Well, let's keep it up. Let's try to keep doing that.
So I'm not misreading the signs there.
No. I think it is. But I wrote an editorial some weeks back. I think I posted it in early July that said, you know, economic stability. Now what? You know, we've got this ArcBest announcement, the osteopathic college, Smith Auto Group is expanding in the area. We got a new Bricktown Brewery bought a restaurant. I mean, I could just go on and on. Our employments are up. As we talked about, the building permits are up. But here's the thing that we have to be careful of. Now we may get a little off track. We're almost 14,000 fewer people in the region employed than we were employed before the Great Recession hit. So that is still still a big hole to dig out of. So yes, if you're in the Fort Smith area, you should be happy about the last probably year of economic development announcements, but there's a big hole to climb out of.
All right. Finally, there is a dream for some graduates from Fort Smith's Union Christian Academy. They want to see professional hockey in Fort Smith and told people about it this week.
Yes, professional hockey team with a $450 million sports arena downtown Fort Smith. When our reporter, Ryan Saylor, first sent me the story, I sent him a question back. I said, don't you mean $45 million? Set a mistake. He said, nope, they're dreaming big, so... They are dreaming big. There's nothing wrong with a big dream, students like that. The reality, though, of a hockey team and a $450 million sports arena coming to Fort Smith, that is a huge reality to swallow. For example, $450 million could build the bridge and then some to connect Alma and Chaffee Crossing, the bridge across the Arkansas River for I-49, and they've had trouble raising the $50 million for the Marshalls Museum, so there's just some things where the realities of that certainly cause you to pause, but it's always nice to see a group of high school students get involved and roll out a pretty good plan. I was not able to attend the meeting, but I've talked to several folks who said it was an impressive presentation. But if you look around the country, even people like even larger cities are having a tough time expanding sports teams. So anyway, kudos to the students for the dream and the work, but that's a big hill to climb.
Well, they did do a good job of picking the mascot. The Marshals, I like that.
Right.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and so much more for the entire region. Michael, have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. Thanks, Kyle.